A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But how does this happen that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're introduced today for the first time to Mary, and there is probably no other figure in all of the scriptures who has been more misrepresented than has Mary. When Christianity began to spread through pagan Egypt, they encountered the image of the goddess Isis with her godson sitting on her lap, and they immediately took that and transferred that as an image of Mary. And the same thing happened as they spread to pagan Greece and pagan Rome. They took pagan images and ascribed them to Mary. Fast forward to 1919, the American bishops wrote a pastoral letter, probably the worst pastoral letter ever written, and it was entitled, "Lovely Lady Dressed in Blue." We made this icon out of Mary, which has no foundation whatsoever in the scriptures. There's a story in my family that years and years ago, one of my young aunts went to Sunday Mass and accidentally left her purse in the pew. And of course, to find out who it was, the pastor had to open the purse. He called my grandparents home, and my aunt walked over to the rectory to retrieve her purse. When the old pastor came to the door with it, he opened the purse and picked out a pack of cigarettes and said to my aunt, "Do you think the Blessed Mother would have these in her purse?" And according to the legend, my aunt never blinked. She simply said, "And do you think Jesus drove a Lincoln Continental?" But who was Mary? Mary was a simple Jewish peasant girl. She was probably about 12 years old when these things happened. You know what gossip is like in Erie. Can you imagine a little Jewish village of 200 or 300 people, and suddenly this child is with child? But Mary doesn't falter. She goes immediately to Elizabeth and proclaims the greatness of the Lord. If we read the scriptures carefully, we also find that Mary was not afraid to ask questions. She asked the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know man?" When she and Joseph discovered Jesus in the temple, she said to him, "How could you do this to my father, your father and me?" And then the very last words we will hear her speak in all of the Gospels occur in Jesus' first public miracle, the wedding feast at Cana. Mary goes to Jesus and says, "They have no wine." And Jesus said, "Woman, what concern of this is me?" And Mary doesn't answer Jesus. She turns to the stewards and says to them, "Do whatever he tells you." If you want to get to Jesus, go through Mary. I'm going to confess something I've never told anyone in 45 years. But when I knelt on the sanctuary floor over at the cathedral on May 7th, 1970, waiting for Bishop Watson to ordain me to priesthood, I made a prayer to Mary, and I said, "I really want to be a priest, and I want to be a good priest. And if I do everything I possibly can to do that, would you promise me that I will never have to worry about money, but that I can focus my priesthood on ministry?" If you want to get to Jesus, go through Mary. Amen.